The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back.
And we begin the second hour of the National Intel Report. I'm your host, Steve Elk, and sitting in for John Stadmiller. The date is the 5th day of October 2021. 512-248-8252. Mike, do we have that clip ready to go? All right, I'm going to do a little flashback. I assume this listening audience is a mature audience, and you're going to go back just like me and a little flashback here. Remember the days watching Saturday morning cartoons and Schoolhouse Rock? I'm Just a Bill. Enjoy the memories. Go ahead and play it.
Woo, you sure got to climb a lot of steps to get to this Capitol building here in Washington. Well, I wonder who that sad little scrap of paper is.
I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I'm sitting here on Capitol Hill. Well, it's a long, long journey to the capital city. It's a long, long wait while I'm sitting in committee. But I know I'll be a law someday. At least I hope and pray that I will. But today I am still just a bill.
Gee, Bill, you certainly have a lot of patience and courage.
Well, I got this far. When I started, I wasn't even a bill. I was just an idea. Some folks back home decided they wanted a law passed, so they called their local congressman, and he said, "You're right, there ought to be a law." Then he sat down and wrote me out and introduced me to Congress, and I became a bill. And I'll remain a bill until they decide to make me a law. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And I got as far as Capitol Hill. Well, now I'm stuck in committee, and I'll sit here and wait while a few key congressmen discuss and debate whether they should let me be a law. I hope and pray that they will, but today I am still just a bill.
Listen to those congressmen arguing. Is all that discussion and debate about you?
Yeah, I'm one of the lucky ones. Most bills never even get this far. I hope they decide to report on me favorably, otherwise I may die.
Die?
Yeah, die in committee. Oh, but it looks like I'm going to live. Now I go to the House of Representatives and they vote on me.
If they vote yes, what happens?
Then I go to the Senate and the whole thing starts all over again.
Oh, no.
Oh, yes. I'm just a bill. Yes, I'm only a bill. And if they vote for me on Capitol Hill, well, then I'm off to the White House where I'll wait in a line with a lot of other bills for the president to sign. And if he signs me, then I'll be a law. I hope and pray that he will. But today I am still just a bill.
You mean even if the whole Congress says you should be a law, the president can still say no?
Yes, that's called a veto. If the president vetoes me, I have to go back to Congress and they vote on me again, and by that time you're so
old. By that time, it's very unlikely that you become a law. It's not easy to become a law, is it?
No, but how I hope and pray that I will. But today, I am still just a bill.
He signed your bill, now you're a law.
Oh, yes!
Well, there you go, down memory road. You know, I swear that sounds like Mark in Texas. Maybe he's a voice actor. I don't know, back in the day. Sure does. No, but that's how you become a law. Mandates. Strong suggestions, and that's all they are. Let's go back to the phones here, and let's talk to Laura in Michigan. Welcome, Laura.
Hi, Steve. I was going to talk about the Oklahoma City.
Okay,
I was,
sure.
I was friends with the family of Harry Nichols, who was a friend of Tim McVeigh. Mm-hmm. Yeah. He is now in Lawrence, Colorado, maximum security prison on conspiracy charge. See, when they can't charge you with something that you've done, actually, they get you for conspiracy. Well, anyway, we got word to Terry that we think there's more information coming out, and maybe he could get a new trial. Mm. He said, this is what he said, I cannot get out of this prison. They will kill me.
Yeah, they will.
So, that's
yeah,
how it
they
works.
Will. Yeah, that's how they do. You know, that's why Julian Assange is probably, I'm surprised Julian Assange is still alive. Manning's out of jail, I think. But, of course, Edward Snowden's still
James
locked down.
Nichols,
but, yeah.
Now, James Nichols, they tried to get him, the brother, because they had diesel fuel
on what charges? What charges? Gasoline.
Every farmer in the area has diesel fuel and fertilizer
on their farm.
You know? So
yeah, it sounds like a flimsy case there.
Yeah, you can't trust the FBI, because here's what they did to James. They said they got all his guns and put them lined them up in the dining room area. And they said, do we have all your guns? And James said, no, there's one in my bedroom under my pillow, a pistol. So they said, go get it. So he started up the stairs. He said he got about 3 stairs up. And then he went, well, why did they tell me to go get this gun?
They're going to assassinate him.
I think they're setting me up.
Yep.
So he got bent back down. He says, get your own effing gun.
Yep.
Because they were going to, if he came down, they say he was brandishing a weapon and shoot him. That's how they
exactly.
do.
Exactly.
Nobody listen. When the FBI is at your house, do not listen to what they say. They're always going to set you up.
Yep, you're right. I do believe you're right.
Also, on the Murrow building, there was reports a lady was in the basement and saw people putting what she termed as like sticks of butter on the pylons, which would be a C4. Like all she could describe it is like a stick of butter. So. But no, there's no way that diesel fuel and gasoline.
That was a pretty big hole in that building. I thought the same thing, but I'm not an explosives expert. I do know Building 7. Of course, I could figure that one out. But this one here, fertilizer, diesel. How much fertilizer did you have in that little small truck? You know.
Yeah.
I don't believe. I think the devastation is far greater than fertilizer and diesel. There's something else there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Also, something else I learned. Maximum security prison. And I always thought it was because maximum security is because people feel like Lecter, you know, somebody's killed a lot of people or done something horrible. Mm-hmm. Maximum security is security from people getting out and talking about the government and telling the truth. That's what it is. I mean, you have Blagojevich in that prison. You have the Unabomber. The people in that prison are people that don't want out to talk.
Yeah, you're right. Probably right.
That's what that's about.
I bet you're right on that one. Yep. Hey, Laura, I got to push on here. Appreciate your call, though. Go back to the phones here and talk to Mark in Louisiana. Welcome, Mark.
Yeah, since you were talking about going back to Saturday morning cartoons, I recently started, because I watched something a while back, and then you know how YouTube will kind of suggest other things to watch. It's interesting. Now, the voices are the same. It's by Hasbro. So back in the day, the G.I. Joe, 1980s G.I. Joe, and the Transformers cartoons. You can go back and watch some of these cartoons. And one I found recently, they have a Dr. Gates that creates some kind of like little microchip device that he puts on the Transformers to control the robot. And I was like, well, that's pretty interesting. Another episode was like somebody created a virus in a lab and that controlled the robots. And then I want to say like on the G.I. Joe episode, I forget which one it was and which series, but you can see one of the Cobra Rattler, which is like an A-10 Warthog model that they made. It flies in between the Twin Towers. And it was just a lot of clues that they were dropping back in the 80s. Those mm-hmm. cartoons are full of foreshadowing. It's very interesting. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And as for the Oklahoma City bombing, I have a recollection that there was there were multiple devices found on, they were some kind of piping that was going into the building. Like, I don't know if it was like gas pipes for heating and cooling or something like that. But some of these devices, they reported on it early. You know how like 9/11, like some of the earlier reports, you got some of the information, then they went back and reported and they totally, you know, swept the other reports under the rug or whatever. But there were like kind of like disc devices that were kind of like the size of hubcaps, and they found multiple electronic kind of like military grade hardware disc devices. It's like if you were to take two pie plates or two hubcaps and put them facing outward, and they were almost like disc cutting like explosive devices is what I heard. And then there was a cop. He was actually looking into it on his own. I believe his name was something Terrence. And he was told to drop the investigation. He was doing it on his own because he was the first, he was like basically the first cop on the scene, the first responder. And he knew the whole crime scene was being reported as a fraud in the days afterward. And he started doing his own investigations. And eventually he was found out in a field after he was told he was going to meet up with somebody that had more information on it. And he basically beat himself up, stabbed himself or something like that, drug himself over a barbed wire fence, and I guess shot himself in the back of the head two times because the first bullet didn't do the job or something like that. I can't remember. But this gentleman, he truly was a hero, and they swept his legacy and his whole tragedy of how he died under the rug as well.
Right.
And that's all I got.
All right. Appreciate the call.
Yep.
I had a pop-up on my phone today. Sometimes those pop-up gives you little clues of what's going on and then you can do further research. And a lot of times it's just crap, really a lot of crap articles popped up on there, liberal stuff. But I had a clip pop up today from Saturday Night Live clip. I guess it was last weekend. And it was mocking school board meetings. And we've seen these school board meetings. We've played the clips, the audio portions of them. And the parents are very angry about the masks. They're very angry about these mask mandates or vaccine mandates, angry about critical race theory. And they're very passionate. There's nothing wrong with that. They're passionate and they're a little heated at times because of the people are not listening. The board members are not listening. You know, you're showing them the proof, you're showing them the evidence, these things like the masks are not keeping the kids safe, it's psychologically damaging, and they don't care, they don't listen. They have their little agenda, they're just simply doing what they have to do, and the parents are very angry, they get a little heated. So a Saturday Night Live was picking on the parents at these meetings here on COVID, and they were talking about issues of the masks and the vaccines and critical race theory and making the parents all look crazy and wacko. Because they ask questions. And this is what they're doing. The liberal media will do this. And Saturday Night Live is not what Saturday Night Live used to be back in the day when I was a kid and I watched it with my family. Back in the day, you know, the funny part left Saturday Night Live after the stars left. Bellucci, Chevy Chase, Eddie Murphy, Jane Curtin, Garrett Morris, Bill Murray, Steve Martin, Dan Aykroyd, Gilda Radner, Chris Farley. I mean, that's the Saturday Night Live I remember was funny. Very little political. There wasn't a whole lot of political. It's just funny stuff, behavioral things. And now it's all political, all agenda. So I have not watched Saturday Night Live, and I bet in 15 years or more. It's been a long, long time since I've watched. Because it's not, it's sending a message. It's, you know, in a way trying to plant seeds of political influence, and it's not funny anymore. It's just not funny. The last couple of years, last 4 years, what did they spend their time on? Going after Donald Trump. I mean, you had the mainstream media doing that. Now you had comedy TV doing that. All late night TV going after the guy. I don't like him either. But, you know, enough is enough. Enough is enough. Sick of it. Let's talk real quick here before we go into break. Let's talk about Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. I'm kind of interested in this case here. I've been kind of following it. I'm not sure what's going on yet. Still kind of secretive. The Article 32 hearing, I don't know how that turned out. I've been doing a little searching here and there. Nothing's come up yet. But here's a Marine Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller of 17 years accommodations. Has a pretty good record, evidently. His crime, what's his crime? Speaking truth to power. You know, I know the enlisted people, we call them GIs, which stands for government issue, but it is apparent to me after going after Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller that even the officers are GI, their government issue also. So what's going to happen here, make an example of this guy that you're not allowed to question? What's the difference between criticizing and critiquing? What's the difference? Could someone say that a critique was criticism? I guess you could, if you want to be negative about it. You could say critiquing is criticizing in a negative way that you're, well, I'm critiquing it on successful or unsuccessful. You can't do that. That's criticizing. You can only critique it if it's in a positive way and you label it a success. But what if it's not a success? Well, then you got to keep your mouth shut. So I can't critique it. No, you can't, unless it's going to be positive. This is why I did 4 years and got the hell out. I could not deal with four more years of being silent, seeing stupidity, seeing a waste of money. I can't tell you the amount of money I saw wasted in aircraft mechanics, how much they were spending for their nuts and their bolts and the washers. We're talking about a major ripoff here. And I pointed that out. And you got to keep your mouth shut. Don't, Steve. Don't do that. You're going to get yourself in trouble. Why? I'm paying $5 for a washer. This is our tax dollars. I'm not allowed to say anything? Well, there's a whole process, Steve, of how these things go through inspections and all these things we don't know. And that's why the price is so high. Are you serious? You're going to sell me that line? A $5 washer because it goes through a bunch of inspection hands, and that's why the price is as high as it is? The toilet seat, $600 toilet seat? What, do you got to sit on it? You got to wiggle on it a little bit? Feels good? Okay, let me sit on it too. Yeah, feels pretty good. A couple more people sit on it. Price goes up to $600 for an aircraft toilet seat. I'm sorry, I can't be silent. I did four and got the hell out. Never regret that. Never regret it. So what's going to happen here? They're treating him like a domestic terrorist. He's sitting in a cell in the brig somewhere, and I think it's in Camp Lejeune, and waiting to see what's happened. Four charges against him. Four charges. He's a domestic terrorist. Article 88, contempt toward officials. Officials? Can you break that down a little bit more? Officials. What officials are we talking about here? I don't know. Contempt towards officials. An Article 88. Article 90. Willfully disobeying a superior commissioned officer. Article 92. Failure to obey an order. Article 133. Conduct unbecoming an officer and a gentleman. Geez, now they're throwing movie titles in. Officer and a Gentleman, Deborah Winger, Richard Gere. We'll be right back.
So you best not cross that line. If you want this gun, you gotta come through us and take it. One shot at a time.
Are you sick of censorship? TLB Talk is the cure. TLB stands for Truth, Liberty, and Balance. We are the newest and most unique social media platform to hit the internet. We were built out of necessity because big tech, big pharma, and big brother are out of control. The only thing bigger than them is when we the people are united. With that vision, TLB Talk was born. Our battlefield is in cyberspace. The battle we're in can be won by clicks of buttons and voting with your wallet. TLB Talk has no hidden agendas, no corporate funding, and we do not sell, trade, or give away any of your information. Our platform runs off of generous donations of members and merchandise profits. So please, check out our site. It's the best around. And be sure to stop by our store. It's loaded with items that'll have you feeling a sense of member pride and victory. Come unite with us today at tlbtalk.com and join the social media revolution.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing, knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
Back. Before we go to the next caller here, I was going to break down some more. There's a two, actually, evidently they've raised $2 million for Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. That's pretty nice stuff. They are trying to strip him of his pension, make an example out of him so others will not critique or criticize the mission. He had every right to do so. I think he did it tactfully. It was a failure. Let's be honest about it. It's a failure. We have successes. We have failures. We need to recognize our failures so we don't repeat our failures and we have successes more in the future. So if everybody's if a guy has a failure and everybody keeps telling him because they're doing, using PC political correctness, saying, well, I don't want to tell him it was a failure because it's going to hurt his feelings and it's going to hurt his self-esteem. I'll just kind of lightly go on, you know what? Well, you know what? Sometimes the cold truth, the hard truth is the best way to say it was not a success. Things were done wrong. Revise, go back, look over what happened and make changes to if you ever go down that road again. How about that? Critique it. Look at it as critiquing and not criticism. Criticism is because you feel guilty because you did a lousy job and you feel guilty of what you did. Take it as criticism is that it was a mission that didn't go well, could have been better. There should have been some things done that weren't done or vice versa. I'm going to take it as constructive criticism. Critique it. No, I can't do that. But you can have a fat general run around talking behind the president's back to the Chinese, and that's okay. You can do that because, well, they hated Trump, so you can do that. Such a double standard in the military. I don't know how they're going to get anybody to go in the military. The more publicity that gets out there about how the military is treated, you're a dumb animal. Remember Kissinger's little, you're a dumb animal to use as a pawn to carry out foreign policy. I wrote something out here a little bit earlier. I got to find out where it is now. I got so many papers on my desk. I revised that, Henry Kissinger. I'll find it later on. So we'll see, $2 million so far. It's probably more than that now, but it's a couple of weeks ago, at least a week ago on that. The UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice. I remember when I got in basic training and they gave us the handbook here, we had to study all this stuff. You actually have to take a test in basic training. You have to pass it. I'm not sure what the passing grade was. C minus is passing. In the military, sometimes their standards are so low. I wouldn't be surprised what it was, but I did well on it. But the point is that learning in the UCMJ, the Uniform Code of Military Justice, is that you are considered guilty, presumed guilty, and you must prove your innocence. How do you feel about that? How do you feel about that? Actually, we're kind of seeing that in the civilian life right now. You're guilty, and you now must prove your innocence. The military, UCMJ, is now being kind of carried out in civilian world. Huh. Let's go to your phone calls here. I think we got one. Yep. James in Vancouver, you're on.
Yes. Good afternoon. How you feeling? Better?
Good. Good. Hey, I got a question for you. You're going to be my source.
Yeah.
I've got a... I'm going to put some feelers out there. I'm glad you called in. Some feelers out there. What's going on in Canada there? We were told we got some paperwork of a document about a martial law happening on October 8th through the 16th. And we thought we had somebody in the loop there, an ex-host here by the name of Layla, who was going to keep us posted on what's going on there. And she kind of bagged out on us. I think she's still angry at us. Instead of putting the Patriots first, she decided to not. So, if I'm going to ask anybody that's in Canada to keep us advised what's going on there. If this is real, the real deal here, this document is legit, and that they're going to carry out martial law for about 8 days, I wouldn't be surprised after seeing what's going on in Australia that Canada would now make a move. And they're gonna go full forward, trying to get everybody to take this shot, and this will be part of the martial law to say the big crackdown. Hey, stay on the line here. We got to go to commercial break. We'll come right back to you. Steve Elkin sitting in for John Stadmiller. This is the National Intel Report. 512-248-8252. Taking your calls.
No reason to get excited.
I want the truth. You can't handle the truth.
You're listening to Republic Broadcasting Network. Real news, real talk, real people. Because you can handle the truth.
homeowners. Are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Amazon customer: it's amazing. I just ordered my second bottle. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after I exercise. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off of BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. Amazon customer: Extendivite works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. Amazon customer: excellent herbal formula. I've been using it to keep my cardiovascular system fine-tuned. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Lord, take this patch off of me. I can't use it anymore. It's been too dark to see. Felt like knocking on heaven's door.
Knock, knock, knocking on heaven's door.
And we are back. Make history or be history. I've decided to add a picture on my wall here. I've got Edward Snowden. I've got Julian Assange. I've got Bradley Manning. I'm going to actually find a picture and put it in an 8x10 and frame it and put it on the wall next to these three guys here, because he's in good company. A true patriot. Doesn't mind calling a spade here. Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller. Let's keep him on our prayers and cross our fingers that he'll retain his pension, get out, retain his pension, and they won't destroy his livelihood. These are very nasty, mean people here. Go back to the phones here, and let's talk to James in Vancouver. Welcome back, James.
Yeah. This whole thing reminds me of the General Billy Mitchell, who was court-martialed in 1925 for insubordination. Maybe you heard of the case.
What's the name? What's the name?
General Billy Mitchell was court-martialed for insubordination in 1925 because he got into a fight with the Pentagon, or it wasn't the Pentagon then, but the War Department. And he claimed that an airplane, a bomber, could knock out a battleship. And he got into an argument about the whole issue, because at that time they believed that a battleship couldn't be knocked out by a bomber.
Right.
And they went down to Puerto Rico or wherever it was, and they proved it, that you could knock a battleship out with a bomber. Mm-hmm. But they court-martialed him. He was a brigadier general after World War One. They took that away, and they made him a colonel.
Interesting. Just because he disagreed.
Yeah, and he was very highly decorated out of World War One, and obviously there was jealousy there.
Well, it reminds me of that A Few Good Men, Colonel Nathan Jessup, you know. He's decorated, yeah. You better watch where you go with this. You know, like I said, I'm glad I did the 4 years. I got a little bit of experience. Yeah. I got my way. I figured out what I want to do with my life and got the hell out, because I got to admit, the military is no life for anybody. It's
yeah.
I have a voice.
When I was
and,
in, yeah. Mm. When I was in Taiwan, I hung out with a Marine Corps buddy of mine, and he had a big influence on me, actually. And so to some extent, I'm sympathetic with the Jessup character in that movie.
Yeah.
Because the Marine Corps being what it is, it's not a standard, standard unit. It's they take a lot of risks being a Marine. It's not quite the same thing, but you were asking about things happening up in Canada.
Yeah.
I can tell you that on the 1st of October, at one of the malls up here in the Vancouver area, there was a incredible blitz of SWAT team, fire trucks, police, what have you, all on a certain mall. Mm-hmm. They all converged on it around maybe 1:30, 2 o'clock, something like that. And I just happened to be at the perimeter of that whole mess about 3 p.m. in the afternoon, and was told that I couldn't cross a police line because I had wanted to go to that mall to do business, let's say. And this policewoman was adamant. And then I asked her, well, what's going on? And she wouldn't tell me, so I walked away. And, of course, in the end, the upshot of it was an alleged shooter in the building, or in the mall, you see, or shooters, plural, right? It turned out to be nothing. There were no shooters. There were no perpetrators. And right away, I concluded it was an op. Okay? Mm-hmm. And my opinion is that they did this off because they want people to get used to this. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah, I think you're right.
And it happened in Alberta, apparently. The allegation there was some kid phoned up and you know, made the same allegation. Mm-hmm. Now, just think, one more thing is, when I was on that perimeter, I saw no choppers in the air. There were no helicopter. There was no helicopter presence, which usually in a shooter situation, you might want to have a helicopter up there.
Yeah.
At least to draw fire. Yeah.
Let me ask you something, James.
Sure. Yeah.
The likelihood that the United States, we've been talking about FEMA camps being established for all those people who are refusing the jab here because, well, that we're domestic terrorists. And we're risking the safety of everybody else, which is nonsense. Right. Because if you've taken the shot and you believe it works, then why am I a risk to somebody who's taken the jab? But we're not obeying. You see, we're not obeying the master here.
So I
kind of went back a ways, back in 2016 or 17 when they did Jade Helm, the exercise here with the United Nations and our military. We saw all this military hardware coming in on these trains going all over the place. At the same time, Sam's Club closed 60 of their big package stores, 60 of them, immediately, not phasing them out, but closing them out. All this construction was going on. There were affidavits that were signed from the construction crews. We can't tell you what's going on in there. You had UN people on top of the building with firearms, with automatic weapons. Something was going down. And this thing was planned out. So if this is all true and They do actually have converted these Costco centers. They're not going to be able to house 80 million of us. So,
yeah.
But they might make examples out of some people to get the others to follow through and obey the master by rolling up your sleeve. So, I don't know. We're on the brink here. We may be in store for a revolution where we're fighting the enemy is actually right here in our own land. So, and our government, we've had how many calls we've had about our government's illegitimate. They've cheated. They've lied. They've done all these things. It's a government we don't have to obey anymore. Who's going to make the first blow? Who's going to make the first blow to start the revolution?
Yeah. Well, I think that thing that I saw on the 1st of October around that mall was the beginning of get used to us. That is the police get used to us. I saw a guy running a police officer in his SWAT uniform, you know, running down the street with a modified, it was AR-14, probably it was fully automatic, but it had a silencer on it, you know, which I've never seen before. So why use a silencer? I don't know. But I believe that this was a test op. It was a test. See what the society is going to do. And I got to say, most of the people, the civilians, let's say, were very cool. They weren't afraid. People looked at this, and I think they saw it, at least subconsciously, for what it was. Mm-hmm. It was a big show, you see.
Yeah.
Especially in Vancouver, in the city, in the west side of the city, people are very sophisticated. And I was there a couple weeks ago, and they're not wearing the mask exactly. One of the comments or observations you made, I think yesterday and today, about logic is out the window with these leaders.
It's not working. It's not working yet. I haven't seen anybody. I mean, yeah, you can throw the science. You can say, well, I have natural immunity. No, you still need to take it. Why?
Yeah.
Because you need to take it. Right. Why? I'm not going to give you any answer. You just need to listen because everybody else is doing it. You need to take it. No, they won't address it. Even Fauci won't address this. Yeah.
Right. So the more enlightened of us, shall we say, are actually becoming organized to some extent. I was at you could call it a Minuteman meeting some weeks ago, and I met people who were wanting to, know more about what was happening, and they're looking for leadership. And, of course, there's people out there that are not going to go along with this whole illogical scheme that
we have one thing in our favor. We have one thing in our favor, that in skilled areas of our economy, let's just take, for example, let's take aviation. We have enough people, I think, that in mechanics and pilots and the hostesses and other disciplines in aviation, enough people walking out, I'm hoping, will cripple the industry to saying, we've overstepped our boundary here. We've gone too far with this. Because without enough decent mechanics, you don't have planes in circulation to fly. You don't have pilots.
Right.
If pilots pull out and say, I'm not going to take it, you've got enough people to cripple the industry. Same way as the medical industry. Yep. Cripple it, and that's what's going to make a difference. It's crippling them to where they lose a lot of money, and then they finally realize they've overstepped their boundaries here. That's where I'm hoping where it takes us. I don't want to see I really don't want to see a violent revolution. I don't want to see that. But if it's inevitable, it's going to happen. It's going to happen. We do have a constitution. We have a Bill of Rights. I expect the government to adhere to the Constitution and the Bill of Rights. It's not null and void, and it's not just a gosh darn piece of paper, like George W. Bush said. It's a hell of a lot more. People died for that Constitution and the Bill of Rights.
That's right.
And so I'm going to hold them to a higher standard And if they don't, then I'm going to call them what they really are. They're Nazis. They're communists, Marxists. You know, call them what they are. If they're being Nazis, call them Nazis, for God's sakes. And right now, I'm referring to Biden. I'm not calling Biden. I will never call this guy president. I call him Comrade, which is a communist association or leftist, a hard leftist association. He's acting like a communist. I will call him Comrade Biden. Comrade.
Yeah. You mentioned myself, I'm a commercial pilot. I don't fly much now, but you can't go anywhere with an airplane without airplane mechanics. You just can't do it.
Right.
You got to have that. And this is what I'm worried about, is the infrastructure will break down. And we will be on our own. I say we. We is the people who have a conscience about this situation, who know right from wrong, and who use logic and critical thinking. We will have to just simply do what we do on a daily basis. This is how, this is my strategy, is simply if people are running in that direction, do not run in that direction. Simply do what I do and hunker down to some extent.
Yeah, James, I don't have time for today, but I would like you to call back again tomorrow if you can. Since you're a pilot and you understand in aviation, I'd like to know more about the maintenance situation here, the daily maintenance situation, and the engines and how often they have to be, you know, all the maintenance on them.
Yeah.
There's a certain number of flying hours and there's certain protocols they have to follow. I'd like to know a little bit more about their service record of when an engine has to go in and be torn down and this and that and rebuilt or.
Yeah.
I'd like to know more, a little bit more about that. If you could call me and call me tomorrow sometime on that.
All right. Sounds good.
I appreciate that. Let me get back to the calls here. Fred in Michigan, you're on.
Yeah. So the replacement soldier folks, soldier boy GI is government issued, right? That's an integral element of the forced migration replacement project, aka Kalergi plan, guaranteed. And if you've not ever seen, I've recited this numerous times on RBN, a really valiant, brilliant American patriot veteran, Matthew North from the Great Northwest, he formulated that documentary by the title The Kalergi Plan and International Communism on BitChute, The Kalergi Plan and International Communism. And within the first, I would say, 15 minutes, most people's brain cells will be exploding. You're going to hear a prominent kosher certified Talmudic Kabbalah voodoo Frankensteinstein professor, Noel Ignatov, Harvard, declaring that whiteness is racism. It's like the cancer of the planet. And he goes on to declare that it needs to be eradicated in totality. Well, that's the Kalergi plan in its most fundamental essence. By the way, you can read from an amazing scholar at Sovereign Wales, sovereignwales.com. Two installments, Kalergi Plan and the Kalergi Plan. And there's this thing, the Charlemagne Prize, that is awarded, I think it's biannually, to different entities that are regarded in high esteem in projecting the Kalergi Plan goals. And Barbara Lerner Specter, who's one of their premier advocates over in Sweden, she vehemently declares, as does Noah Ignatov and several others. They even interview some Chabad Lubavitch Lubavitcher rabbi, kosher certified. And they are in consensus that they are proudly responsible for all of this. And they created the Charlemagne Prize to commemorate it. So everything that's going down now with SARS-CoV-2 Gamzoni is them.
Got it. Appreciate your call, Fred. Always do. Be right back. Thanks.
Hey, gang. Patrick Slattery here with an important message that is pertinent to anyone who shops for groceries, eats food, or just has an inquisitive mind like myself. What I'm about to introduce you to is a segment of our food culture that has been kept so low profile to the American public that virtually no one is aware of how dominant it is on our refrigerator and cupboard shelves. What I'm talking about is the kosher certification industry and a new app, Koshertify, that delivers a comprehensive education on all aspects regarding this little-known practice. After reviewing this app, I found that it is useful for practically anyone who purchases food, regardless of their religious faith or identity. Its database of products not kosher certified is a win-win convenience for all food-conscious people. So why not check out thekosherquestion.com or click on the link at nationalbugle.com and see how modifying your grocery shopping with the Koshertified app can make a huge difference for your future.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from simplycleanfoods.net, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters. Right now, Amazon Prime members will receive fast 2-day shipping. Go to simplycleanfoods.net. That's simplycleanfoods.net. But do it today.
Here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we have been building our online store. While we have been focusing on bringing you the best talk show host in the country, here at Republic Broadcasting Network, we also want our listeners to have products they can use every day and in times of emergency. We have added new products each week to our store. Your support of this network, plus products at the best prices, is a win-win situation. Check out our new store. Go to our website, republicbroadcasting.org, and click on the online store located at the top of our website. Together, we can continue to grow RBN and help our listeners prepare for the future. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. and click on our online store or call us.
800-724-2719, extension 3. 800-724-2719, extension 3.
In the news here, it's starting to get a little bit of traction here, along with the Lieutenant Colonel Stuart Scheller, his case, is another soldier. I don't know if you've seen the pictures here. Another soldier that's being invested by the DOD, the Department of Defense. investigating the soldier that was pulling the baby up over the wall there in Afghanistan, calling him the baby snatcher. Yeah, he's being investigated by the DOD. What's his crime? What's his crime? Well, they have pictures of him, evidently, or somebody squealed on him for attending a Donald Trump rally. That sounds terrible, doesn't it? So somebody in the military doesn't have the right to attend a political rally. Geez, you're talking about government issue here. Geez, what rights do you have in the military? Here you're risking your life for your country, and they're telling you what you and what you cannot do. I don't know. I don't know how they're going to keep recruitment up. Well, you're going to kill them off anyway with a shot, right? You won't need a military because you'll have drone soldiers sitting on couches and killing people with their little drones. So you don't need all these military people in uniform with guns. You don't need them. You can take care of all that stuff with drones now. So maybe that's what they're thinking is get rid of them, replace them. But they are definitely setting an example here. You're not allowed to do anything. This is embarrassing. It's just mind-boggling. You serve your country and they treat you this way. You really are a government issue. Well, on the light side here, we can do a little bit of PC, more PC, CRT, critical race theory, white shaming on TV. I talked to you a while back about the new Wonder Years, 1968, going back to the year 1968. And the Wonder Years will all be black now. All the characters are black. Little Arnold's black. Winnie's black. Everybody is black. Because white is shameful, and you should be very ashamed for the color of your skin. So the liberal TV here, Hollywood, has decided to bring you more PC correctness here. We're going to take all those white shows, and we're going to flip them and make them all black shows. Well, I thought that was the last one here. And then a couple days later, what do I see? What do I see? Highway to Heaven. Yes, Michael Landon is being replaced by a black female agent, Jill Scott. She's a lovely singer. She's got a beautiful voice. But I'm getting a little tired of the PC flipping the white to black issues here. I guess we can just hold out, hold our breath a little bit longer. Maybe there will be a black Gilligan's Island. I've decided my two choices for Gilligan would be either J.J. Walker or Dave Chappelle. I think Dave Chappelle would make a pretty good Gilligan. Be funny as heck. The guy is funny. So I don't know. We'll just have to wait and see. Tomorrow, again, I got Roger Landry on for the first hour of the show. And it's going to be a good show. Should be some fireworks going on there with Roger and myself. Health, happiness, and safe travels, everybody. We will talk again. And get it fast, faith and hope. If you let it last, give us strength. To reach the stars, put a song on. Never gonna break down the walls and build a prison with the storm. But you and I.
Hey there, are you going to wait till the cows come home to get your new Ease-Off drop-in lift?
What in the world is an Ease-Off drop-in lift?
Our Ease-Off is a new tool to increase production for your meat processing company that will get that whole hog or half a beef on or off your rail with our remote control.
That sounds great, but can I afford it?
Sure, and the Ease-Off installs fast. The effortless operation will reduce fatigue, speed up your line, and increase profits.
Okay, I'm convinced. Where can I get my Ease-Off?
Go to easeoff.com. That's EAZEOFF.com. And hurry, because we're offering free shipping for a limited time. Ease-Off.com. We make pigs fly. Cows, too.
Ease-Off, LLC, 417-932-6419.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.